Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and today we're going to talk about an event that's been going on in Sonoma County for quite some time and does a lot of good for our community, Dining Out for Life Sonoma County. It's coming up on Thursday, December 5th, and of course it is put on by Food for Thought. And with that in mind, let's introduce our guest. Ron Karp is the Executive Director of Food for Thought. Thank you so much for being here, Ron.
Thank you.
And we also have one of the participants in Dining Out for Life. Brandon Parkhurst is a partner and manager at Gravenstein Grill, one of our restaurants, as I mentioned, for Dining Out for Life. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about Food for Thought first, just sort of in general. What is Food for Thought for people who aren't familiar with your organization?
Sure. Well, we were founded over 30 years ago, and we started as an agency serving people with HIV during the beginning of the epidemic. And as things have changed over the years, we've really focused our efforts on providing very healthy food to our clients. And about 6 years ago, we expanded our mission and we're serving people with a variety of different illnesses. So we provide comprehensive nutrition services to about 850 clients throughout Sonoma County.
Wow. And when you talk about those services, what exactly do you mean in terms, is it only food or you're providing things beyond that?
Well, we have everything from groceries, which include fruits and vegetables and healthy proteins and a lot of different things, enough for 21 meals a week per person. And then we have prepared meals for people that can't cook. We have a congregate meal program 3 days a week so that when our clients come in, they can get a hot meal. And we have nutritional counseling and cooking classes. We have an organic garden that people can volunteer in, and we grow food for our clients. Mm-hmm. And then we have free delivery throughout Sonoma County.
Wow. Wow. It's really a comprehensive program. There's so much that you do.
Yeah. All the services actually are free of charge to our clients.
That's incredible. What about meeting the need of those in our community as you've expanded in the last 6 years to help people outside of those who are impacted by AIDS and HIV? Are you able to meet the demand from clients?
Well, we are growing, and we're planning on expanding into Santa Rosa as well. We have a facility right now in Forestville where we serve mm-hmm. the whole county from, but we want to have a central location as well and have room to expand and serve more people.
That's great.
We've started off with some targeted programs that really hit some very important needs, like we're providing food for people when they leave the hospital, the people that would come home and either not have anyone in the house or, be at risk of not getting the food that they need in order to heal.
Right.
And that's a program that not only helps people get over a serious medical crisis, but saves a huge amount of money and keeps people from having to go back to the hospital.
Right, exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. Because that process of healing, nutrition is a huge part of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's just almost no way to get better without good food.
Right, right. And as we all know, when we feel sick mm-hmm. and, having a nice meal certainly can make you feel a lot better.
Yes, for sure.
Yes. And ongoing, having healthy nutrition mm-hmm. makes such a difference in our overall health. But certainly for those who have their immune system somehow impacted, having that food right. is important.
And one thing that is really unique about our organization is just the amount of care and compassion. We have 500 volunteers, and we have staff that, we really help people get over some of these hard things that they work on in their lives. And it really requires, it's not just so simple to get over an illness or to make changes in your life if you have diabetes and you want to get healthier. So we provide so much of that care, from our volunteers who take orders in our food bank to the drivers that drive out there, and our whole lobby area and everything is very welcoming, and all the beautiful plants around the food bank. It's not what you would expect from a social service agency.
Not at all. It's a super welcoming place to come to, and it's so yeah. nice. I've attended some of your Calabash events, and they're fantastic. The feeling of just sort of love and compassion that mm-hmm. you talk about there, it's really evident.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. And also, can you talk a little bit about the grocery store sort of that you have there? Because it's incredible the way you've set it up.
Well, I know a lot of people probably who have never been there think of it as some small place, but we have a really large facility, and mm-hmm. We have all kinds of different food. We have an amazing selection of fruits and vegetables, a lot of it organic, pretty much anything you can think of. And then we have a variety of different proteins, that anything from fish to chicken to beef, some of it donated by local producers. And then we have vegan proteins and vegetarian proteins. We have eggs and dairy products, and just really, it's an amazing resource, you know. So, and we have choice in every category because we know that people will only eat what they want to eat.
Right.
And you have to be able to eat to get better, you know. Yeah. So we want to make sure that people are able to get what they really want.
Yeah. And the way it's set up, it's just like a grocery store. It doesn't feel any different than a grocery store.
Yeah. And some days it's really funny because we get a lot of donations from Whole Foods, and like every Thursday and Saturday it looks like Whole Foods Market.
Really? That's awesome. I love it. We've talked a little bit about what your services are and Food for Thought. Where is your location?
We're in downtown Forestville, one block off of the main street.
Yeah, super easy to find there in Forestville. And about how many people are benefiting from your services each year?
We're serving right now about 850, and like I said, we are growing. And we've recently started a small program for homeless people as well, where we put together, we call it Bags of Love, and we put together easy-to-eat food that doesn't require cooking, and then we distribute that through other healthcare agencies and social service agencies, so that when homeless people come in to get help, they actually get food. Mm-hmm. And it encourages them to actually go in and get help more often and not to miss their appointments.
Yeah.
And that provides, it's certainly not going to, you know, fix the homeless problem, but it definitely really provides a strategic service to those people and something that they really need.
Yeah, and important that it's something that's easy to open, that you don't need a lot of tools or anything to eat those foods.
And it can be transported easily, and each bag has about half a week's worth of calories.
Wow, that's really great. Very cool. Let's talk a little bit about sort of who in our community you're reaching out to, because there are people who are impacted by, you know, ill health throughout the community, but who specifically are you targeting when you're talking about those most in need?
What we do is we're specializing in people that have health problems that are mainly related to nutrition issues, things like diabetes and congestive heart failure. I would say over half of the hospitalizations are due to illnesses that come from a poor diet. And most often that poor diet is because people can't afford healthy food, or they live in what's called a food desert, which means that they're not within easy transportation distance of a grocery store. So they end up buying from a lot of small markets that don't necessarily have fresh food and have a lot of processed and packaged foods. You know, there's a lot of news and a lot of awareness in our society, especially here in Sonoma County, about you know, the issues that are coming up from the wrong foods and the processed foods, childhood obesity and the diabetes epidemic and all the heart problems that people in our society have. These are all problems that can really be fixed with giving people the food that they need and teaching them what to eat and how to prepare it.
Right. And that teaching element, too, I think is very important, too, because if you've only had things that are very easy, you know, with super easy box instructions like a Kraft macaroni and cheese or something like that you don't necessarily know how to prepare something from scratch.
That's true. And also just what to eat. You know, when you have diabetes, it's not so simple to know because there's hidden sugars in a lot of products. And then there's the high carbohydrate food. So it actually takes some instruction, and also just being able to eat healthy food and finding out from eating it what that feels like, and then learning over a period of time. You know, we don't serve our clients just for a week or two. Our welcome home program, when people are coming back from the hospital, that is a 3-month program. Our congestive heart failure program is a 5-month program.
Wow.
So it, you know, it takes time. It's kind of like a prescription for medicine. And if you're taking a drug and you run out and you still need it, you get another one. So food's the same way. You know, you don't always heal just right overnight.
Right. And habits are hard to break if you've been eating poorly for a long time. Learning that is not going to happen overnight.
That's true. It's complicated.
It is complicated. I am talking with Ron Carpizi, Executive Director for Food for Thought. And now let's dive in a little bit into your annual fundraiser, the Dining Out for Life Sonoma County, which is happening on Thursday, December 5th throughout Sonoma County at lots of different places. So how did this program start?
We started this program in 2002, and I had found out about Dining Out for Life because it happens in places around the country. Mm-hmm. Right now it's over 50 different cities. And as soon as I found out about it, I just thought, this is just fantastic. And I got in touch with the people, and it's run by a nonprofit organization, and it started in Philadelphia almost 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was created to serve people with HIV. And so they have a conference every year, and I went to that conference in the summer. And the reason why we have this in the beginning of December is that was the quickest I thought I could organize.
Okay.
it's turned out to be a great time, though. We always have it the Thursday after Thanksgiving. And there's a lot of great things about that time. One is that people are sick of the turkey and they want to go out to eat again.
Yes.
And the other is that December is a time when people are really generous. So we've been able to grow this event. And it also links us with the restaurant industry. And the restaurant industry has been an incredibly important part of our agency's growth over the years. And this event really demonstrates that as well as anything else. We have 75 restaurants this year.
That's great.
And they're donating anywhere from 25 to 100% of their proceeds that day.
Wow.
And the amount of generosity that the restaurants show our agency is just really phenomenal. We've got a restaurateur here today, and just to give you an example, this is Brandon from Gravenstein Grill, and we previewed a new event this year, and they donated all of the desserts for our event for over 150 people. So that's pretty amazing to do that.
That's very cool. Thank you, Brandon. That's very generous.
Of course.
Brandon Parkhurst, the manager for Gravenstein Grill. So tell us about your restaurant, where you're at.
Yeah, so we're in West Sebastopol, just west of town on Bodega Ave. We opened just about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. We're locally owned and independently owned. It's myself and two other guys. It's Owen, Owen Barrett, and Chef Bob Simontaki. I've worked with both of them for about a decade now. Chef Bob is a fantastically talented chef, and we always wanted to open our own spot together, and so we found this area in Sebastopol and opened up, and we serve local chef-driven kind of West Sonoma cuisine.
Yeah, excellent. It's very tasty. I've had a chance to dine there. It's
Oh, thank you. Very good.
So how long have you participated in the Food for Thought?
So we participated from our very first year we opened. Mm-hmm. We were contacted by some ambassadors for Food for Thought. Some of our very first customers approached us, Peaches and Catherine. They live right down the road from us. And they told us the mission of Food for Thought, and we immediately thought it was such a great organization, such a great idea, and so we signed up right away. Our very first Food for Thought, we'd only been open for 6 months.
Wow, that's excellent. And so how do restaurants participate? How do they get signed up for this event?
Well, we invite a lot of restaurants, and not everybody's interested. It's a tough industry, as I'm sure Brandon can tell you. And people are really busy, and it's hard to make time to talk to people, and they probably get bombarded with requests for everything
sure,
that you
yes.
can imagine. We have an incredibly well organized event because we started off with the help of the national organization, mm-hmm. and this is proven through time and improved year by year. So we bring a lot of value back to the restaurants as much as we can. Not only all of this advertising that we do, like with your stations and the newspapers, but also just having bringing so many new customers in.
Oh, for sure. It's a great chance to go and see a place you've never been to before.
Yeah, it gives the restaurants an opportunity to really shine in what they do and hopefully get some new customers. That's our goal.
Yeah, that's great. And so a restaurant will be signed up, and they donate anywhere from 25% on up
for
that
choice.
Night. That's their choice. Okay, great.
And, any amount in that range is obviously a lot. I mean, it amazes me that anybody can donate more than 25%, because 25% itself is probably pretty much all of their profit
right.
for the evening,
yes.
if not more.
Right.
So we really appreciate what they're doing for us.
Yeah, and it's super generous. There's places throughout Sonoma County. You said there's 75?
75, and in every price range, even coffee shops. We have some really loyal coffee shops in Sebastopol and West County that support us here, and a lot of really great restaurants, just fantastic restaurants.
For sure. And Brandon, with your restaurant, are you participating just for dinner, or?
We're participating for lunch and dinner. However, dinner is the much busier time because it's on a Thursday during the week. The lunch isn't as busy as dinner, but dinner, the first year we did it, we weren't even prepared for how busy we'd be. We'd only been open for 6 months, and Peaches and Catherine, who I mentioned, they kept telling us, this is going to be a busy night. Everyone in town comes out for this event, for Dine Out for Life. And we kept saying, okay, yeah, it's going to be big. I'm sure it is. This will be great. It kind of hand-waved it away. And our very first year doing it, it might have been our busiest day that we'd been open.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was over an hour wait for a table. food was coming out a little slow. We weren't quite prepared for it. But on the plus side, we raised a lot of money. We realized just how ingrained this community is in raising money and food for people in need, and it really gave us a great intro to the scene here, and we were glad to be a part of it, and we've been a little more prepared in recent years.
That's great. That's very good. So is it advisable for people to make reservations in advance?
Yes, definitely, and there's a lot of restaurants that actually completely fill up and you can't get in.
Oh, okay.
So you definitely want a reservation in advance.
Yeah, and it's easy to see which restaurants are participating at your website, which is the Food for Thought foodbank.org, fftfoodbank.org. You can go there and click on the Dining Out for Life and see exactly who is participating. You can even click on the link for the restaurant, so to go right to their page, make your reservations, and also see it organized by area, which I think is very
convenient. We have it divided up in all the towns, in alphabetical order, starting in Bodega Bay and going all the way through Windsor.
Yeah.
And we have restaurants everywhere. I mean, we have a lot of restaurants in Sebastopol and Santa Rosa, as you might expect, but they're in every little town.
Definitely, yes. So it's easy for you to either go to a place in your backyard or to make an adventure of it and go someplace you've never been before.
That's right.
And with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you could go 3 times in a day.
And some people do.
Nice. Excellent. Very, very fun. So you did mention that there are some restaurants that are donating more than 25%. Can you tell us who's donating 100%? Because I think this is amazing. I see here on the
website.
Yeah, it's
Walter Hansel Bistro, and they did that last year, too. We didn't know in advance, and so that was kind of a big shock. And I think that they're big supporters of providing food to people in need, because I know that I heard they had done a benefit for Redwood Empire Food Bank a couple of weeks ago after the evacuation. So, that's pretty darn generous. And I don't expect that out of restaurants, but we sure don't turn it down.
Right, exactly.
And so, Gravenstein Grill has been amazing, too. They have a big spot, and we've been able to fill it up because of our amazing volunteers that are hosting over there. And of course, people obviously love it, otherwise they wouldn't go there. But we raised over 5,500 in contributions from the people that ate at their restaurant last year.
Wow, that is very cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was really incredible.
Yeah. So how do you let the restaurant know that you're there for Dining Out for Life? Do you just tell them, or is it assumed that everyone who's there is part of the event?
Well, we have hosts. We call them ambassadors. So we train them really well. Like, we did a training last night for about 15 of our ambassadors, mm-hmm. and we teach them how to really be in a restaurant and not get in anybody's way, to to introduce themselves in advance to the owner and to the manager, mm-hmm. when they get there, to introduce themselves to the wait staff and let them know that they're there and what they're going to be doing, and to ask where they can sit so that they don't get in the way. And then they actually approach tables and tell them this is Dining Out for Life and what the event supports, mm-hmm. and give them a raffle envelope, which we have some great prizes, including 2 tickets on Southwest Airlines, and then about $700 or $800 worth of restaurant gift certificates.
Wow.
And free tickets to our event. And so you can enter that raffle for free, and people make contributions in that raffle envelope as well, which is optional, but people are really generous. So we raise a lot of money in contributions that way, too.
Great.
But it's, there's one other thing about this event that you don't really think about, which is that everybody's there in the restaurant for a charitable purpose, and it creates an environment where people feel like they're there for the same reason, rather than, somebody's talking loud and they're upset, or, just the different things that people are going through when they're eating out. This is really different.
Yeah.
And a lot of our restaurant owners have commented that it's really the nicest time that they have throughout the year, because people are so generous and in such a good mood.
How nice is that? In the right at the beginning of the holiday mad season, right? To be able to mm-hmm. do something that is selfless and nice and benefits our community.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to be able to do, to bring people together for that kind of feeling. Do you notice that too?
Yeah, like you was just mentioning, it's a great vibe. It's almost like a party. Mm-hmm. It's a big party. Most of the people there seem to be there for the event. And a few people just happen to come in to dine that night. They've never heard of the organization, and they kind of find out what's going on because they wonder why it's so packed on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
But then they get into the vibe as well, most of them.
Right.
The ambassadors approach them, explain what's going on, and then they start to realize what we're doing. And it makes it fun for them, too. It really brings the community together, and you'd be hard to find someone that wouldn't want to jump in and try to help out on a night like that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also nice to see on the list, there's so many eateries. There's 75 different places to go to. But it's also nice to see places that themselves have suffered losses but are still giving back to the community, like Sweet Tea's restaurant reopened now in Windsor. And they were one of the places that I've been to for Dining Out for Life when they were on Stagecoach there. And it's nice to see that they're still participating. They came back and they want to keep doing it.
Yeah, so. No. That is impressive. And it was so sad when they burned during the 2017 fire. So obviously they were signed up and couldn't participate.
Right.
And it is incredible that they're back.
Yeah. Yeah. So nice. But I can see why. I mean, this feels so good to be able to do this, once a year, be able to get together, have a great meal with friends, with family, and know that you're giving back to your community by doing it. And how much fun is it to go out to eat anyway? So it's a win-win all around. Are there any major sponsors that you have for the event that you want to thank?
Well, we have some great sponsors. We have up at the top, we have Subaru, which is the national sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our own local Subaru dealer that they're a sponsor of Food for Thought, and Whole Foods is a presenting sponsor. And then we have Redwood Credit Union and the County of Sonoma, who supports us with advertising dollars, and Poneman, Canna Craft, Press Democrat, and then we have our radio sponsors, KSRO and KZST,
mm-hmm.
and Summit State Bank and Vanguard Properties. And then we have some other sponsors as well, Myers Restaurant Supply, the North Bay Bohemian, Redwood Hill Farm, Sonoma West Times and News, and Willow Creek Wealth Management.
Yeah,
so a lot of sponsors.
Great. Yeah, are there ways for people to help you out besides just going out and eating?
Well, we're still looking for a few more restaurant ambassadors. So you do a shift, either breakfast, lunch, or dinner,
mm-hmm.
and we train you, and you spend your time at the restaurant of your choice. helping raise money for Food for Thought and making the diners feel comfortable and just, you know, helping the event be successful.
That's great.
This is our largest event by far, the highest grossing event. We did over 160,000 last year.
Wow.
And that pays for a lot of really important food and nutrition services in our community.
Right, right. Smaller organizations like Food for Thought depend on these kinds of events to keep you going. So
almost all of our funding is private funding.
Wow,
we get only a very small amount of government funding. The rest of it we raise really from the community, from the businesses and individuals, the generous people in this community, and some foundations that support us.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, congratulations on keeping this going. 2002 was the first year for
it? Yeah, so this is the 18th year.
So cool. I love it. It's very easy to participate. All you have to do is go out to eat. There are 75 different restaurants around Sonoma County that are going to be participating, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, depending. And if you go head to the website, Food for Thought, which is fftfoodbank.org, click on the Dining Out for Life portion. You'll see all of the restaurants there. And there's an additional thing that you can do. If you make a certain donation, don't you have a 20% Tuesdays or something like that?
We
Tell
do.
Us about
for,
that.
For anybody that makes a $25 donation or more, in their thank you note, they'll get a little card that where they can go to one of 16 different participating restaurants every Tuesday of the year and get a 20% discount for their whole table.
That is nice.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So even an additional perk there for making a $25 donation when you're out eating on Thursday, December 5th. Is there anything else that you wanted our listeners to know about the event?
Well, like you said, it's so easy. You just have to go out to eat. And what's the problem with that?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say thank you to the amazing ambassadors, these volunteers for Food for Thought. They do such a great job. Last year and this year, I believe it's Jane and Peggy, another couple lovely ladies that come to our restaurant, and they do such a good job. The money raised, like Ron mentioned, isn't just through the restaurants, it's also through people contributing and giving extra money, buying into these raffles, and that almost doubles what we're able to raise at the restaurant.
Cool.
So
yeah.
These ambassadors are really doing a great job helping bring money in for the organization.
Right, and also making it easier for your staff, too. You can concentrate on doing what you do best, serving people the wonderful food, and they can take care of that message for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, thank you both for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll all go out dining out for life in Sonoma County on Thursday, December 5th. Be sure to check the website, fftfoodbank.org, and you can click on Dining Out for Life to find all the participating restaurants. Thank you to my guests, Ron Karp, Executive Director for Food for Thought, and Brandon Parkhurst. He is the General Manager for Gravenstein Grill and partner there in Sebastopol. This is Sonoma County Focus.